Capsabet Town. Capsabet is one of the towns in North Rift that has grown rapidly since the inception of the devolved system of government in 2013. Locals say before devolution, Capsabet Town neither had modern commercial buildings nor skyscrapers and high-rise structures as seen today. They recall that the now capital city of Nandi County had some of the mud-built commercial structures, but today, the story is different. Those who saw the town before and after devolution will definitely agree that notable changes have been witnessed with the opening of streets and heightened commercial activities. This Bangaratuni Plaza was the only tall building in town, and the rest you are seeing came after devolution, Barasa Simiu, a shoe shiner in Capsabet Town, says. Barasa notes that the population of people in Capsabet Town has also rapidly increased recently. Demand for commercial spaces is on the rise, with some businessmen vowing to elevate customers' choices with goods and services of their tastes. Construction of high-end hotels and real estates within town and its environ is growing, occasioned by the growing demand for such services. The former defunct municipal town is in the middle of Nandi County, which is endowed with rich soil suitable for tea, maize, dairy farming and even coffee, among other horticulture crops. As a result, the Capsabet economy is mainly dependent on the agriculture industry, which employs close to a third of the population. A section of Capsabet Town. It is for this reason that Nandi Governor Stephen Sang has prioritized agriculture in his development agenda as a turnaround of Nandi economy. According to Governor Sang, plans of improving dairy animals breeding among the farmers and emphasis on the value chain of the farm's production has been a game changer in improving farmers' incomes. Further, the growing class of deep-pocketed athletes who trace their origin in Nandi County are some of the factors seen as the reason for the growth of Capsabet Town. Their existence has pushed up the demand of certain goods and services in town, and some have invested in real estates or commercial buildings. Also, the impact of foreign remittances in Capsabet Town and within Nandi County in general cannot be underestimated. Some residents who went to work in diaspora have cut their niche in the growth of Capsabet Town, with others putting their money in real estates or improved agricultural production that feeds the town. Capsabet Town is in the middle of approximately 100 kilometers road, linking the cities of Eldoret and Kisumu. Businessmen and the locals have high expectations that the latest conferment of Eldoret into city status would advantage Capsabet and nearby towns in many ways, for instance, expansion of Eldoret-Capsabet-Vahiga Road. The Eldoret city, which is 40 kilometers from Capsabet Town, is seen by many as an eye-opener and enabler of the growth and prosperity of number one towns in Nandi County. The move by the national government, with support from the county government of Nandi, to construct a modern stadium in Capsabet Town has received positive remarks from the locals, who are keen to see the completion of the stadium. The proposed Capsabet Stadium will elevate sports status, especially athletics, within the town and the county at large. The stadium is expected to attract sports activities from local and international actors, a scenario likely to further boost the growth of the town. Capsabet Boys High School and Capsabet Girls within town are among leading schools in the county and among best schools nationally, while the University of Eastern Africa Baraton, which is approximately 5 kilometers from Capsabet Town, remains a key education center in the region. According to Capsabet Town Member of County Assembly Fred Kipkamboy, they are working to formulate policies that will enhance the beautification of Capsabet Town.